Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Secret. May I please have the zip code to locate the account?
85713.
85713.
Correct.
And the first and last name?
Beth Boswell. B-O-S-W-E-L-L.
And could you verify the shipping address?
5631 West Flying Circle, Tucson, Arizona.
Could there be another, ma'am?
Another name? No.
Another shipping address? Well,
ma'am, I just keep getting billed for something I never ordered.
Yes, ma'am. Could there be another shipping address?
No, that's the only place I live.
Okay, with the zip code 49097.
Oh, my daughter lives there on Indian Lake Road. I don't know the number, 7430 maybe.
Thank you. So I see that you ordered our Wi-Fi booster on November 4th with you paying $7.45 for shipping and handling.
Oh, I did, and that was never paid?
Okay, so this was a welcoming gift for you joining our Consumer Direct Savings Store where you only had to pay the shipping and handling. And in the terms and conditions, it states that within the next 48 hours, you will be billed $49.97. That starts your first month membership and gets you a $125 gift card to the Best Consumer Gadget Club on the web.
Okay, now, wait. You know, I'm old. I'm hard of hearing. Please go through that whole thing again slowly.
It was a welcoming gift for you joining our Consumer Direct Savings Store where you only had to pay the shipping and handling.
Okay.
In the terms and conditions, the shipping and handling was $7.45.
Okay.
In the terms and conditions, it states that within the next 48 hours, you will be billed $49.97. It starts your first month membership, and it buys you a $125 gift card to the Best Consumer Gadget Club on the web.
Well, but I didn't want anything more than just that free gift. That's the only thing I ask for.
And I do apologize for the misunderstanding, ma'am.
Well, did I pay the $7.45?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, then I didn't want anything else. What else are you charging me for?
The $49.97 buys you a $125 gift card to the Best Consumer Gadget Club on the web.
I don't want it. I don't have any. All I wanted was that free gift. I don't know why I keep getting charged for something I don't want. I didn't order. I signed up for the gift.
It did state that it is a monthly subscription, ma'am.
I can't afford it.
Yeah, so what I will go ahead and do is issue you a 35% refund. This also cancels out the account to prevent all future charges.
Okay, and you're doing what now?
Issuing you a 35% refund. This also cancels out the account to prevent all future charges.
Okay, and what is your name?
Secret.
Secret?
Yes, ma'am.
Spell it for me, would you please?
S-E-C-R-E-T.
Okay.
Okay, and you should see that refund back into the account within 3 to 5 business days. Then I have the cancellation number for you when you're ready.
I'm ready.
Okay, that's C as in Charlie.
Okay.
2588.
Okay.
16127.
Okay.
Okay, and is there anything else I could do for you?
May I read that back to you?
Yes, ma'am.
It's C, that's in Charlie, 25857. 16127?
Yes, ma'am.
Or was it 882588?
Yes, 2588-16127.
Okay. Thank you very much for your help.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling the customer support. You have a great day.
Okay. Bye-bye.